This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Doesn't matter what the species is sex.
Well, I don't know. How do you know when squirrels are f***ing?
When one squirrel loves another squirrel, it got on top of each other outside.
Remember that nut?
Yeah. It got on top of each other and started, you know, going at it.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I was telling Kevin that we have two squirrels in our yard that, like, live in the tree out there. And one day, Casey and I saw them doing it. yeah, very aggressive.
Did you cover Casey's eyes?
Yeah,
and take
him
away?
He's so innocent. Yeah. He's like,
what are they doing?
Yeah.
Are they hurting each other? No, yeah. They're just wrestling.
Yeah, totally. This is after Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, God.
And you went through the 12 stages.
Do you want to know what's sad? Is that I believed you. I thought it happened already. I was like, I had an existential, I can't speak, existential out-of-body experience. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I miss Thanksgiving. I don't remember.
It's Valentine's Day.
And I was like, wake me up. Yeah. It's Groundhog's Day.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go outside and see my shadow and just go back in my hole.
No, it's after Thanksgiving.
Christmas. Now.
we are still not in the studio. We need one more week of working out the kinks. So we thought we'd do a little matching jammy.
This is so cute.
I know. Yeah, I got these.
Oh my
yesterday.
God, this is adorable.
For
this is the most plaid you're ever going to see me in.
I didn't get them from Old Navy.
You could have.
Kohl's. Same thing.
It is.
Same thing.
One and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kissing cousins.
Totally. So yeah. We're going to do our little post Thanksgiving first holiday episode.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time. Happy holidays.
What highlighter do you have on?
I have on, it's a secret. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's the Rare Beauty Mesmerize. Oh, and then I take the Stila, the Silver Lake.
Say,
it's the OG. So what the Fenty Diamond Balm is, the Stila was the OG, the little one.
It's the putty thing.
Yes. And it's the putty, just like the Fenty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's small though. So I feel like you don't get as much product as the Fenty. Maybe it's the same amount.
Yeah.
But I just take it with my finger and tap it over. So it gives you more of like the glistening glow.
I was going to say, I see like flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it.
I feel like we need to explain what that is to people because we keep doing that. Like between that and if you ever. There's this girl on TikTok. I don't know her name, but I'm going to insert the TikTok video of her doing it now.
Swear to God, if a man even utters a single word to me ever again in my entire life, go away. Go away. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me to live my life in peace. Bye.
Kevin and I have watched her videos that.
If he even utters.
To the point that we are like in pain from laughing. She is so funny.
I love her so much.
And the British accent, the delivery.
If it was any other accent, would it work?
No, absolutely not. We were saying that about Robert and James. We were like, they could talk about anything.
And
just
I'm just
sounds
mesmerized.
Smarter.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds smarter because they're British.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opposed to an American talking to you, just being like,
they're like,
yeah.
Where's the awe?
Totally.
Yeah.
So she's so funny. So that's what that is, just so you know.
And then the sip it, which if you saw Johnny's Instagram story, you had me taste Celsius.
Absolutely.
And I said too, I was like, oh, let me try it. You know, I heard good things about it, but I heard it makes you like really jittery. So I was like, oh, let me just try it, whatever. And if I don't like it, then I know. They say too that half of your taste is your scent. Like when you smell something is your taste. So I was like, I sniffed the can because I wanted to see what it smelled like. And I was like, that smells like marijuana.
Absolutely.
And it was the guava kiwi one. And I took a sip and I was like, it tastes like marijuana. It.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I'm crazy. Take another sip. I smell it again. I'm like, do I smell like, or just something in this house? I was like, neither one of you do this. So I'm like, you sip it. And then
as I'm trying to sip it, doing that girl impression is like, sip it. I did three spit takes in the sink because I couldn't get it down. I
was because every time
so hard.
You went to go take a sip, I would just go,
sip it! Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever seen you
sip it!
Just spit that coffee everywhere. Oh my God, that was so great. So that's what that's from.
Yeah, we got to bring you in on our inside jokes.
I ate so much turkey because it's after Thanksgiving. Oh.
Yes, yeah. I did as well.
Do you like turkey?
So you know what? Here's
the thing. Hot button issue.
I like my turkey to be white meat and not pink with veins.
How about gray?
Because, mama.
The blinking.
When it comes off the bone out of the oven.
And it's slimy. You don't even have to swallow it. You can do it like a burning Jell-O worm.
Yeah. Just Jell-O.
Yeah,
like a pelican that shit down. Okay, and here's the thing, too. Oh, God. The ham situation.
Ham, I say this.
Pink.
Girl.
Why is my food pink? It looks raw.
I understand people like ham, but hear me out.
I do, too.
I think
I can honor it and respect it. I'm not going to enjoy it.
It's like human flesh. That's what I imagine eating human flesh is like. Like it's the texture.
Lightly braising the outside of it and then cutting into human flesh because it's a little cooked on the outside.
Absolutely.
It's me in the summer. I get a little tan and then you cut me open, I'm pink. It's disgusting.
I can't fuck with
ham. And that's how I feel about turkey as well, because with their turkey, when it's cooked right, I feel like when it pulls apart, fine.
Yes.
But there are times when I'm like, looking at that turkey, they're cutting in. I see little veiny poos. And people think I'm nuts, especially at like Thanksgiving, Christmas, because then when they see my plate, it's mainly the sides and like the vegetables and whatever.
Yeah.
And barely any meat. Because, girl, it's shady. I love Italian Christmas dinners because it's usually fish.
Oh, you lost me.
Yeah, really?
I don't like fish. I love salmon. And
see, I would rather have fish.
What kind of fish?
They usually do.
Were you eating fucking herring out here?
No, like the seven fishes.
Cod?
Like, maybe.
Huh.
Sea bass is not bad.
Wow. Look at this.
The one that's not really great for you, tilapia.
Okay.
It's like the bottom of the barrel fish, but I enjoy that. So like I'll eat sushi and be like golden.
Yes.
You don't. You don't fuck with sushi.
It depends. I like most sushi, but I don't get too exotic.
Okay. No, I mean, that's fair.
I love salmon and I understand because we're bit texture people. And I will say fish is so beautiful. The texture
of
fish. I won't
tell you the video I saw on salmon then because you're
no,
life
don't
will
ruin
be
it for
ruined.
Me. Okay. Salmon's probably my favorite meat.
Meat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider salmon meat.
What do you think it is?
Fish.
That's like saying beef isn't meat because it's cow.
No, no. When I say I'm gonna go get meat from the store, I would say I'm going to go get fish from the store.
Well, yeah, but I would still classify it as meat.
In what world?
Because it's meat.
It's fish.
A bear is a meat eater, so it eats fish. We're talking carnivore, herbivore, not like slang of what you would call it, like biologically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like biologically speaking, it's meat.
Oh, sure. I thought you meant when you go to the supermarket and you're looking
at
me.
Give me meat.
Yeah,
where's
like,
the meat?
Where's the beef?
Oh, what a weird debate. This is like it's a sandwich, a hot dog debate.
It's not.
Is hot dog a sandwich, I meant.
I knew what you meant, and I was with you on that.
I know.
It's Willy Wonka, strike that, reverse it.
Strike that, reverse it.
Oh, Gene Wilder, man.
I know. I fell down a rabbit hole the other day watching the making of the Producers Broadway cast album, and it was flashing back to the original Producers movie with Gene Wilder, and it had me, and then God. Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein is by far one of my favorite movies.
The stairs are tortuous.
Stay close to the candles.
Cloris Leachman.
I think we were even quoting that back in the day when we were together at Sephora. We would just come up to each other and be like, stay close to the candles. The stairway can't be tortuous.
We're rewatching Golden Girls from the beginning.
Oh my God.
Casey and I never watched it from the start.
Really?
Together. We both seen it start to finish, but not together. And we're at a TV show hiatus, so we started that over. I can't believe how good that series is from season one. B. Arthur's dry deliveries of one time Betty White comes in and she's talking about how she fixed a meal for her son after school every day. B. Arthur's dry delivery, she's like, what was his next stop, Rose? The electric chair? Like the oh my God.
Yes.
It's so good.
There's so many quotable things from Golden Girls, and I've only seen it one time over, maybe in the past year. I didn't watch Golden Girls.
Yeah, I only watched it start to finish a couple years ago. That like got me through college when I went back to college was the Golden Girls.
And it's amazing too that a show can make you feel so nostalgic even though you've never seen it before. Like it made me feel comfortable and like at home and like cozy watching that show. And I wasn't into it, like the thought of it. And I was like, no, let me give it a try. I fell in love with it.
in love with it. And watching it a second time, I like forget all the jokes. So it's just as good the second time.
And it's the quick one-liners coming from mainly Dorothy.
Yes.
But I feel like there's so many. I mean,
and sometimes Sophia, it's just the one-liners.
Yeah. And just who is biting back. And it's like you don't expect it half the time. And it's just that's what gets you. It's so well written.
Like watching four titans. All like four of the best comedic actresses. Yeah. It's like unreal to watch.
There would be no Golden Girls if one of them was missing.
Absolutely.
So when they did Golden Palace, didn't work.
No.
And I like even tried to, there was one episode of the Golden Girls where like didn't focus on them and it was focusing on the neighbors or some shit.
Yeah.
And it was like so, oh God, it's such a horrible episode.
They always did that back then in that day. When we watched Murder, She Wrote from the beginning, there was so many episodes where once a show was a hit back then, like in the 80s and 90s, they would have an episode of like Golden Girls or Murder, She Wrote. And we were like, where the fuck is Angela Lansbury? Or like, where? And they would try to basically test the waters of a spinoff on another show. They did that. They tried to, I'm not kidding you. I think they tried to like launch like five spinoffs on Murder, She Wrote. And none of them ever took. Like, and I'm like, stop. I want to watch Murder, She Wrote. They did that all the time. And they did that with Golden Girls. I remember that episode.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's weird. And it doesn't work. And then when they actually did the spinoff of Golden Palace, and it was just the three of them. Because I don't think Blanche was in it.
Bea Arthur wasn't.
Oh, it was Bea Arthur that wasn't in it? You're right.
Yeah,
it was
she left at the end of the series.
Yes. And it was just weird. Like, it was too, I don't know.
Well, it's the reason And Just Like That doesn't work without Samantha.
Exactly.
You need the four archetypes.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Or else it just doesn't work.
Okay. Well, what are we talking about?
We're going to be talking about the best and the worst.
Yes.
Or our judgments on some Sephora holiday kits.
On all the holiday gift sets.
Yes. Are what we would definitely recommend and ones that we think are suspicious.
That are not worth your money. And we're probably going to do Ulta next week, but we thought this was the perfect time to do it because...
Gearing up.
Gotta get shopping.
All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters and... What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And we're back.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
So first up, the set we have from Milk Makeup. So it's a full size of the Hydro Grip and then the mini size of the Hydro Grip setting spray. So it's the travel size of that and then the full size of the Hydro Grip setting spray.
If it was reversed, I think I would have been happier. Like a full size of the setting spray and a mini of the grip.
Tell me why.
Because I think for a gripping primer, I don't think that Milk Hydro Grip is any better than the Elf. But I love that setting spray.
Interesting. I thought the opposite. I love the setting spray and I love the primer. But I will say if I were to pick Hydro Grip or Elf for one to stay forever, it would be the Elf.
That's what I mean.
It's a little stickier.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good set, but
I love that bag.
Okay, so they have I'm So Stupid. No, I'm not stupid.
We know.
No, I'm not stupid. We know.
Yeah.
There was a summer essentials kit in like a peachy like bag.
Yeah.
I almost bought it for the bag and it's still available online. I'm like, I don't need this just for the bag.
So
like, come on, Kevin.
Yeah.
Like I have 400 makeup bags. Like girl, calm down.
Yeah.
But I do love this bag. They always do their sets really well.
Yeah. But I mean, if you love the Milk Hydro Grip, if you think there's a difference between this and the Elf, maybe, but I don't. Really?
Okay. Interesting.
So if it was a full size of the Milk setting spray with a mini of the Hydro Grip, I would have purchased.
Interesting.
But I think this would be a pass for me.
Okay. I would have purchased this. Interesting.
Well, get out.
Yeah. So next up, we have the perfume sampler for the year. So normally these come in like a box, like a cardboard box, yeah, whatever. And this one, this year comes in like a reusable travel bag.
Okay.
Which I don't hate.
I don't hate. Which I'm so stupid. I don't know why when we were talking about these the other day or another episode, I totally forgot until recently that if you don't know about these, it's the Sephora favorite sets. Why these are so amazing are because not only... you're obviously for like a cheaper price, you're getting samples of, I mean, Jesus, how many things are in there? We're 16. But at the end, like these are such good gifts because then whoever you get it for or yourself, whatever, there's at the end of it, you try all of them. There's a voucher and you get a full size bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I like totally forgot that. So this was one of my favorite things even when I worked at Sephora.
Yeah.
I would always get as many of these as possible for people because they're so good at such good gifts because it's like not only is it cool and like whatever, but it's like personalized to them because absolutely. They quite literally get to pick it.
I will say, so my only gripe, and people were pointing this out in the reviews and I just happened to look at it because I was wondering why this product this year, this one and the men's sampler too, which I have next to show you what's in that one, are both getting bad reviews this year because they're saying that when I go to redeem the bottle that either they don't have it in stock or they don't carry it at that particular Sephora, which is a little weird. Allegedly, you can...
I would assume they would order it for you, though.
You can redeem this online. This time last year, I had one of these and I was going to redeem it and I bought one for myself because ending up with like when you're an employee and you get your discount on these, when you get the bottle, it's hell of a lot better. But this, I think this year is more expensive. I think this is $85 this year instead of, I think they're normally $75.
Okay.
Or maybe 68.
What constitutes full size when
so
you redeem it?
So it's usually a 1 ounce and above. So it's a bottle on the shelf, in the box, whatever. It's not like a travel size. They do have those. But typically, it's a 1 ounce bottle.
Okay.
Which makes sure the value makes sense because sometimes a 1 ounce bottle could be $76 and it's not even the value of the kit.
Totally.
Yes, you're getting the samples, but who cares about the samples?
Exactly.
I want the bottle to equate where like the Tom Ford Ombre leather, I think is like over 100. So that's already an amazing deal.
It depended on what was in the samples because as somebody that rarely goes through a whole bottle of fragrance because I have so many that I like to use this for this and this for this. Yeah. I like having minis for like travel and stuff. So it depends on if you're going to use the travels because exactly if you really are only going to like one and redeem the bottle might be cheaper than this kit. So
yeah.
But right out of the gate, that Valentino.
That Valentino.
Chokehold on Kevin. No, but it's unbelievable. I think it's the top row three over from the Tom Ford. Yeah, that so Valentino. That's
Born in Roma. And then they have the Born in Roma, the new, it's the all pink bottle though, which is more androgynous.
Yes.
It sold out online, like record time.
Yeah.
And I regret not getting, because the one day I was in a Sephora and I saw it and it was like only one size, 3.4 ounces. It was like 156.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, do I really need another fragrance? It's so big. If they had a smaller one, and I regret not getting it because Born in Roma is more floral, more feminine.
Yeah.
But this new one, it's the all pink bottle, is unisex.
Okay.
Which I love that they went that route with it. But again, I think this is a great deal. Missing Person from Fleur is an amazing fragrance, $98. So
which
this
one's
already
that?
Second to the last on the bottom, Missing Person.
Oh, okay.
And it is phenomenal.
Also, the Prada in the two Paradox, over from Valentino is amazing.
Paradox is great. I love that. Vanilla Woods, which is next to the left of Missing Person, is great. Versace Bright Crystal.
A lot of nice, like,
there's like
a
lot of these are my favorites.
Yeah.
I really, really love these.
I would purchase
majority
this.
Of them. Yeah, I would definitely get this. This is a huge one. And then up next, we have even the men's version,
Which
I have an issue that you only get.
Yeah, what the
hell?
You
only get eight
fragrances. We went from 16 to 8.
Yeah, and it's like, do men not want options?
No.
Like, seriously.
Always.
And what I don't appreciate, too, is that popular fragrances like the Versace are in here every year. Prada's always in here. Spice Bomb is always here. Gucci's always in here. But what about like, why does Chanel not do this? Like, are they too good for it?
I know.
Because Bleu de Chanel is like one of my favorite men's fragrances. Mm-hmm. They have a Valentino in here, which is
Dior.
Nice. Yeah, there's no Dior. Usually Sauvage is in here.
Yeah.
I felt like Sauvage was in here last year or the year before.
Why are there like two Versaces, two Pradas? Like, it's very repeating.
Oh, there is two Pradas in here.
It's like a little too, this is very underwhelming.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I would say the only one that's really worth it. And again, though, if this is $85, I was going to say the replica is worth it. But mm-hmm. I think the small bottle is $80.
Okay.
So...
And how much is this set? Do we know?
Probably, I think it's $85. I think it's the same price. If not...
That's crazy.
Maybe less, but I swore these are more expensive this year than last.
Yeah, that sucks.
Which is very disappointing.
For only eight?
Eight fragrances. That's yeah. it. Like, you're really saying men will just be fine with this and they'll get to pick.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, this is a pass.
It's a pass for me. Last year's and the years prior were much better.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So we have... LYS.
Wow,
these are the cream blushes.
Beautiful photo.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. This campaign shot was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And they have three cream blushes for $20.
You know what? That kit for people with deeper complexions yes. would be erotic. Holy yeah. what that purple color.
I know.
And then I'm assuming the one in the center has a little bit of a shimmer.
Yeah, it looks like it has a little more glisten to it,
yeah.
which is pretty. It's
wow.
almost like that deep like copper. Very, very pretty. I love their products. I mean, the bronzer sticks are incredible.
Oh, and that's what I was going to say. The reason this, not only the color choices, if you have like medium to deeper complexion, but the LYS creams are butter.
Yeah.
With a little bit of that dry down. So it's not goopy, slippy, slidey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Wow.
This is such, and I mean, for $20 and you
and it's
get
full
like,
size.
I think
they
these
look
are,
it. Yeah.
I think these are a bit smaller than
okay.
the full size blushes, but not by much.
Yeah.
They are still a beautiful size
yes.
for what you're getting.
That
and
is...
how much blush are you really using?
I know.
This will last you. And this campaign photo
stunning.
Literally sold me on it.
Stunning.
I was like,
yes.
This like ribbony, like showing the texture of what that blush is going to look like. That satin ribbon.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And tying in all the tones. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So cool. So this I would definitely purchase. Yes.
Okay, we have the Caudalie. This is the Vino Perfect serum, eye cream, and a mini of what? The moisturizer?
Moisturizer.
Okay.
So
okay.
right off the bat, I will say the serum in here is full size.
Love.
That's $82.
Yeah.
So it's the price of the kit.
Okay.
If you were buying this serum...
Why not?
Why would you not
yes.
spend the same exact amount
yeah.
and get two... Basically, gift with purchases,
yes.
if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed with the serum for someone who has like uneven, and we're not talking like heavy, more serious problems like sun damage or melasma or whatever the case is. But like if you just have redness or general kind of like
uneven skin tone.
Uneven skin tone in that regard, this is one of the most beautiful serums. Like I use this and I literally wake up the next morning and my skin tone is like more. I'm like, wow, my face is like all one color. One of my favorite serums for that reason.
Do you know what serum I just fell in love with that I feel like does the same thing? The avocado serum from Glow Recipe.
Oh, you're right.
Takes down redness and everything. Last night I had like irritation from shaving.
Yeah.
I've never felt this before. And
yeah.
I was like, oh God. So I put that on to soothe and recover. I woke up this morning and I wasn't red.
I know.
And I
that
was like,
really
what is
a beautiful
happening?
Serum.
And it just really keeps your moisture barrier like replenished. But back to this kit, the only thing I don't love about this is that it's predictable because they do this kit every year.
Yeah.
And they do the same kinds of things where it just feels a little repetitive every year.
It's a little underwhelming.
I just feel like somebody gets this for their aunt every year because she likes the serum and then she gets the same gift every year.
The only critique I would have for this is like, if you already use this serum or you know someone that uses a serum, sure. But like, there's nothing exciting about it.
No, like, and give me like, I don't know, give me something a little more exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe make one of the other products a little more deluxe, charge me more for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like a little underwhelmed.
Or it sounds stupid, but include something fun, like a mask or even a tool or something. Like a little, you know what I mean? Like this feels like in March when we have free gift with purchase. You know what I mean? When Ulta throws yeah. the little samples in your bag, that's what this is. There's nothing like custom about holiday about this.
And let's be real. If I'm going to pay $82 and if I'm giving this as a gift, it just looks and feels underwhelming. I'm actually getting tired looking at this. I'm getting, yeah. this is like putting me to sleep.
Yes. It's not even like overly holiday packaging.
No. And that's why I'm like almost a smart move on Caudalie's part, because if they don't sell through these before
sell
the
them in March.
Ends,
yeah.
You can sell these through and just be like, oh yeah, we just have sets.
Sets. There's nothing holiday about this.
But
yeah.
I kind of appreciate that because I'm like, if they don't sell out,
yeah.
but they do.
Well, it's a really good serum. That's why
and
I'm very
and
torn with this.
Maybe I like this set every other day of the year, but
yeah.
for a holiday launch,
I want more.
What are we doing?
I know.
Why are we not going the extra mile and making yeah. the packaging maybe like a little more glitzy?
Give me a snowflake, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
Give me something. I'm going to bed, bitch.
Yeah.
It's like chamomile, lavender, like,
yes.
I'm going sleepy chamomile, night.
Sleepy time tea. Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
This is a sleepy time tea of holiday sets.
I am
yeah.
bored. So, and that's on tea. That's on periodic table.
Purchase if you like the serum, but if
pass
you're
for like a gift.
Looking for something special, pass.
Okay, next up, we have the Dynamic Chrome Duo from Danessa Myricks Beauty.
Okay.
So I think these are actually two new colors. So in the Infinite Chrome Flakes, which is up top, you get the shade Confetti, and in the bottom, you get the shade Rock Candy.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this. Two new shades, two great formulas, and I love the foil finish of the Color Fix and the Squeeze. They are so reflective. You do got to be careful with both of these because they could get a little chunky
dunky, girl. That's what I was waiting to say.
Yeah, a little chunky yeah. dunky.
Especially the top one.
And honestly, if you want to get somebody a lit gift that's wearing color, get them the new Lightwork 5 palette.
Oh my God.
I bought that
yes.
palette during the sale and I was just like, this is by far
yeah.
one of the most incredible palettes I've ever used in my life.
What is that called?
Lightwork 5.
Lightwork 5 palette we're talking about. There's like trichrome. It's like insane how amazing it is.
It's by far the best.
Check palette. Out our Halloween Get Ready With Me video on my beauty channel.
Oh yeah, you
like
used
it
when yeah. you did Maleficent.
Yeah, that's we right. show that off.
But I will say for this, if you know how to work these products.
Yes.
I would say they don't really like you can layer them together, but I really wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
Because it can get a little chunky.
Yeah.
But I do love if you know how to work with the Chrome Flakes, which is the small jar up top. They are really beautiful, but they are a little bit difficult to work with.
Yes.
They are not just like throw it on and go and like
no.
add this last minute. Like you can really take your time.
Yeah.
This is a great deal though. I think it's really nice.
Yeah. If you're artsy or you know someone that's really fun with makeup, they would love these. Like
yes.
because they're blinding. Yeah. Purchase for me.
Definitely purchase.
What is this?
So Innisfree, it's their Hydrate and Protect. So this is another Caudalie moment for me, and here is why.
Yeah, girl, what about this is holiday? That box looks like spring.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
Value-wise, this SPF, first of all, is wonderful.
I've never even heard of this brand.
Really?
No.
You've gotten PR from them.
I love this brand. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, I've never
so
heard of them.
The SPF is full size in this. $16 retail.
Mm-hmm.
The whole kit is $18.
Oh, okay.
The two smaller things, again, feels
yeah.
a little Caudalie-ish to me. I'm going to say the same thing that we just said. If you like the sunscreen, go ahead and get the kit. Try the serum, try the moisturizer. Doesn't feel like a great gift.
Like, especially if the packaging in particular, whatever, doesn't scream that it was clearly made for holiday. If I received this as a gift, you know what I'd be thinking?
TJ Maxx.
Regift.
Oh.
Like, I'd be thinking regift. Like,
oh.
they got this.
And they're regifting it. Yeah,
totally.
And then now you're going to regift it.
Yes.
Because this is just not, I don't know what we're doing
because
here.
I'd be like, oh, someone gave you this as a gift in June.
Well,
and you're regifting it to me now because it doesn't. What about this is like
even
holiday?
More so than Caudalie? I feel like this is we're not going to sell through this. So make sure that packaging looks appropriate year round.
Totally.
Make it a little more universal.
The graphic design on this is horrendous. It's like making me nauseous. Like that box, whoever designed that should be fired.
It looks like somebody got hit in the head in a cartoon and it's like right above their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like birds.
Yeah.
Like it's so.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No.
So Innisfree. I mean, if you like the sunscreen, get
yeah.
this for yourself. Do not yeah. buy this as a gift.
Purchase
for yourself. Do not get
give
it as
this.
A gift. That is horrible.
Oh.
Okay. So sister to the fragrance sampler. This is the candle sampler.
Mm-hmm.
So again, smell all these candles, which you get small little mini candles.
Amazing.
It's not just like you get one on a wax paper and you get to smell it. It's
scratch
like,
and sniff.
Yeah. Like yeah. you actually get these candles.
Yeah.
And then you choose one and redeem it for the full size candle for free.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. You get little bathroom candles, little bedroom minis,
oh
and then you get
God.
A full one.
Yes.
I
and
love
I
that.
Love. So the Voluspa candles, I think that's how you say it.
Okay.
This one is like tobacco orange or something. Am I smoking a tobacco pipe in an by an orange tree? What am I fucking doing?
Yeah,
why do
what
I want
weird
tobacco orange? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mary, what are
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why is that one just black? It looks like they forgot to Photoshop it in.
Nest. But why is
where's the label? There,
yeah.
What is that? It looks like they forgot to Photoshop it in.
And honestly, I don't know which, I can't even tell which one it is, but Nest has that grapefruit candle. Why do I want my house to smell like bitter citrus?
Grapefruit? No.
There is no purpose for grapefruit.
No. No. Ew, God.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't understand people that can eat a grapefruit for breakfast. That is drinking orange juice after you brush your teeth, mama.
I'd rather eat a lemon than a grapefruit because the grapefruit, it like hurts in a way. What it does to my taste, I feel like it's killing my taste buds.
It's so acidic.
Oh my God.
Mary, we're just not into it. You get some other candles in here, which I would say
by the fireplace is really nice.
Yeah, and the Boy Smells one. There's a Boy Smells all the way to the left. Oh my God, what's a Cameo? Is so fresh, so clean.
Oh, so fresh, so clean. You do that on purpose? That was so per. I literally was in disbelief that I got to do that. I was like, did he just say that? Like, yeah. So fresh, so clean. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I hate myself. I heard it after the fact. And I'm yeah. Like, yep. No, you said it. I don't know about Miss Hinoki over here.
Yeah. What's the Boy Smells?
Boy Smells is like a fragrance company.
It's on this?
Yeah, all the way to the left, Hinoki Fantôme.
Oh, that's Boy Smells. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And then the Maison Louis Marie candle over here. It's so disgusting.
Okay.
They have number 4 and number 12 or whatever. They're in the fragrances.
Okay.
Both are fucking horrible. Grandma Boo Boo in the casket.
Okay.
Fragrances. And it smells like a dead body, girl.
So it seems like the concept of this is a purchase, but this kit specifically is a pass.
Every year, love this set.
Yeah.
And I feel like in other years, you got more options. There was at least 6 or 7 candles that you got to pick from. And I will say the Voluspa candles are cheap as hell.
Okay.
The full size candles are $38.
Oh,
this kit is $60.
Oh, okay.
Mary, I'm not paying $60 to get a $38 candle.
Get out of here.
Get out of town. What are you doing?
Move along.
I'm walking here.
Get off the screen.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the circle of life. Hit your bottle, hit your monomoto. I don't know the words. From Circle of Life.
From Circle of Life.
From the day we arrived on this planet.
Don't get mad at me.
We'll see.
I don't think I've seen the movie in its entirety. I've seen the Broadway play, but...
Of The Lion King?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a VHS tape of The Lion King.
You know what's
Christmas.
Crazy? I had all these movies on VHS.
Yeah.
Maybe I watched them when I was younger and
probably.
I just don't remember.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My
roaches.
Yeah. Living room is coming on. Yeah. Yeah. Tick, tick, tick. Yeah.
That's what roaches sound like. Yeah, yeah. Tap dancing. They're tap dancing across your floor. They're like, scabbing
and
bopping
and you don't know where to go to.
Putting on the Ritz.
I can fucking piss my head. Oh my God. Yeah, wow. Again, that's called a callback. Young Frankenstein. Oh my God. All right. Drunk Elephant, The Circle of Life. Oh, mama. The peptide cream. Love, love, love. So are you basically getting 2 because you're getting 1 in a refill?
Yes, girl. Mama. So this retails for $82.
Okay.
Full size of the moisturizer is $68. So you're paying $14 for a refill when the refills are normally $60.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a no-brainer.
Totally. I need holiday packaging. We're missing that. But this is an example. This finally aligns with, as someone that loves this moisturizer, I would buy this because I like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Make the packaging a little bit more like seasonally inviting.
Totally.
I feel like, but this kit, Sell this year round. This would do so well year round because people want to buy it. And then how many people would want to get, like, they have like a, I think they have a jumbo one for $98, mm-hmm. which you're basically getting two moisturizers. You're essentially getting 100 milliliters, which each one is 50. So you are getting it. That's 98. This is 82. So you're getting the same amount refillable because the jumbo Jugunda one is not refillable.
Oh, okay.
So this is already something that it's an investment. Yes.
Yes.
But then you could refill it and save money each time.
Yeah.
So it's almost like silly not to get just this size of it or just get this kit. It's amazing. So run, get this one. And but I will say, like, the packaging could use some work.
The packaging, again, more, could like, be a little more holiday.
Glitzy. Yeah.
But as this is the first one that this has been a problem, but I actually enjoy the product. So that's what we're saying. If you like it, get it. But I would get this. Yes.
100%. The next two are their other kits.
Oh, okay.
So this will kind of like breeze right through because in each one of these kits, you get a full-size moisturizer, smaller sizes of like the de-bronzy drops, which are very popular, the vitamin C, and then this half size. So this serum, it's like the proteiny serum. So it's the serum version of the moisturizer that resurfaces, use it during the day, even though it's resurfacing with lactic, obviously put your SPF on. But this is such a good deal because the half size alone, I think the full size of it is 82. So you're getting a $41 serum basically.
Yeah.
And this whole kit is 98.
Wow. Okay.
So you're getting the value even more so in just those two products alone. And then the nighttime kit is the full size of the other moisturizer. You get a travel size cleanser and then the pink serum is $90 full size. So this is $45 for that.
Wow.
So I'm like, these kits are so cute and they come in like little reusable bags that like clip.
Yeah.
It's
and
so
this was my
cute.
Problem with the Caudalie one is like, give me more than what you gave me there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and even the other two things they gave us weren't even half sizes. Like it's like sample free gift with purchase.
Yeah.
Like,
where this is worth the value that they're
whole routine will last someone months.
Yes.
Where they're going to run Caudalie, you're going to run out of that eye cream and moisturizer in a month.
Is that what you want? Do you want me to go back and now spend more money? Which, okay, great. Like,
totally.
You're not giving me enough to sustain me even as half of the time of the serum. Mm-hmm. So now I have to go back and get more. You're just going to make me annoyed.
Yes.
So,
totally.
Good job on their part.
Yes.
They're probably driving sales.
Yeah.
But I think these kits are so worth it that you get to try and experience a full routine.
Yes. And I think Drunk Elephant is a fun gift for people in their 20s, 30s. They'll use this stuff and it feels exciting. And then if they fall in love with it and want to get it again, it's a little bit more accessible than Caudalie. Because if they love that moisturizer, like, you know, they're gonna go broke. So
And I will say, like, Drunk Elephant has some like pricey products, but I think the most expensive thing is this pink serum for $90. So it's
think
not
about
even
price
that.
Wise, like that Veno Perfect Serum, it's really just evening skin tone. If you're buying Caudalie products that do what the peptide serum is gonna do, you're talking $200. That's what
Premier
I mean.
Premier Crew,
the strength of things. Yeah, like
not doing anything.
Even though Drunk Elephant is pricier, for $80-$90, you're getting full blown retinols and peptides and whatever. Retinols and peptides and Caudalie, which I don't even know if they have. But you're the anti aging. You're getting into hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, so the difference there is
agreed. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Oh, and then I included this. This is how psychotic is this?
What is this?
It's they call it the drunk trunk. I think it's like $465 for this. You get all the full size products.
Oh my God.
So they give you a day and night routine basically. So you're getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 products and the bag for $465. This is like, if you know somebody's going to like use this, this has the retinol, the glycolic, the hydrating, the vitamin C. This comes with everything you're going to need for day and night.
That's cool. It's like obviously very niche. Not a lot of people are going to get this, but what a that's a really cool, sick option. Yeah. I've never seen anybody do that.
Especially if you're going to like dive into this and you have the resources to spend this kind of money, might as well buy it because they're giving you a deal too. This isn't just like, this would be more than $465 altogether.
Totally.
So this is already such an amazing deal that it's like, why wouldn't you just go ahead and splurge on this? This is amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Such a good one. So Drunk Elephant, good job.
Yeah.
These are
that's
great.
Fun.
Yeah.
We have Tarte mascaras. I don't know, girl. I mean, unless someone's like on the fence about needing a new mascara, which like, what a specific concern, especially to give as a gift. Like, I feel like people like the mascaras they like. I'm over these because then it's like, oh, I need to use this out of obligation. But then they like don't know it's like flaking on them. You're like doing them dirty, you know?
And the only thing that I like about this is that they package them individually. Mm-hmm. So you can split it up, give it to like certain people.
Stocking stuffer.
And I like that it's all full size.
Yeah.
And the Tartlet one, the light lilac one, uh-huh, with the gold is tubing. So you know Mama's into the tubing.
Yes.
We love that. But I would say out of all the tubing mascaras, the KVD one takes the cake for me.
Totally.
The Big Ego, the hot pink one, is garbage. Hot fucking liquid garbage.
Yes, I've used that. Liquid chunky, garbage. Chunky, dunky. Dries out like a mother and flakes everywhere.
I remember at the end of the day, I was wearing this. Maybe 8 hours, 9 hours later. Mm-hmm. So at the end, I'm going to say the end of the day. No, the end of my work shift.
Yeah.
I literally went to go like, sometimes I'll touch my mascara if I have like an itch. And I went to go like, gently just pat my lashes, and I felt it like touch my cheeks.
It's a raining man.
Hallelujah. It's not bad. Good.
No, it's not good.
And this double take liner, that hot, chunky mess. Why are we putting that in here with that dry ass gel liner with that fat ass liquid liner that's doing nothing?
Yeah.
It's not giving me precision because you know what that does? It sticks. And then doesn't slide, you gotta like yank her along.
Which is creasing the eye then. It's folding the eye. So then you're getting Skip City.
Oh, yeah. And it's like jumping jaggedy. It looks like someone's heart rate.
Yeah. EKG. I'm hooked up.
And that's on life support. I'm just not, girl, pass. Get the hell out of here.
No.
Unless you know somebody loves all of these products.
No, pass. Purchase. Yes, I love. This is the Laneige three-piece lip mask, sleeping mask set. So you're getting a full size and two minis. This is what I got last year. I remember doing the math and it's like the value's there. But I have to say, what are the flavors?
The green one is caramel apple and it's disgusting.
Okay.
The yellow is mango.
Okay.
And then the original berry
is amazing.
Mango. I'm going to say something controversial yet brave. Mango flavors in like smoothies, whatever. If it's not real mango, it smells like dirty fucking feet.
Absolutely. And it's very like artificial.
And I don't know what it is about certain mango things that are artificially flavored. It tastes and smells like dirty fucking feet.
Yeah.
This one doesn't. I don't know about her though. There are certain things that when it's too fragrant and I'm going to bed wearing it. I don't need to be having fever dreams about a caramel apple monster coming at me.
Oh yeah, these are big swings for flavor.
And I don't even sense. The gummy bear one.
Flavor?
Well, because you do taste it.
Yeah.
And it's like on your lips. And the gummy bear one was a stretch for me.
Yeah.
And that one I like. But like, I don't know.
Because last year was what? Peppermint and pumpkin? I can't remember.
Because they did one for Valentine's Day that was the berry. And then they put a chocolate flavor once it was chocolate covered strawberries.
That's cute.
And I was like, that's actually adorable. Yeah. Where this, the flavors, I feel like we're all over the place because we have the original. Then we were going summery with mango and then caramel apple, which is more fall. I don't know. Something about this packaging.
It's
a little like Bewitched.
You're right.
It's a little Bewitched with like the moon and the stars twinkling. Like it's very Bewitched looking.
You're right with the packaging, man. They really made these so they could sell them all year round.
It's a little bit of a stretch. Like, oh, what minis do we have in the warehouse? We'll do a kit.
Totally.
Which one can we manufacture the most of?
Yeah.
And I get the mango was like a fan favorite at one point because mango everything usually does very well. Like it's a good demographic because people like mango pretty much universally, like coconut. I don't know, there's something about coconut flavored things, mango flavored things, it just doesn't sit
it's
well
a
with
fine
me.
Line
and like where am I like the flavor profile of all of these is all over the place.
Now I don't know if Sephora would have like a tester or of these out or whatever, but if you can tolerate, if you like the scents, I would because the value is amazing. But I don't know about the scents.
Agreed.
Ooh. Oh,
this set love is nuts. You get, so this is the Glow Recipe Plum Hydration Heroes. You get a full size of the moisturizer and a full size of the gloss balm.
Love.
For $44.
Wow.
The cream alone, I think, is $34.
Okay.
And the gloss balm is $20.
Wow.
So
you're saving like over $10.
Yeah. So that you're basically getting the gloss for half off.
Yeah. In my opinion, anybody can use this.
Yeah.
It's just one of the most beautiful hydrating moisturizers, let alone the lip mask, like which smells so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love this moisturizer.
Oh, wait, and look in the bottom corner of this packaging. Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So do they donate money?
Probably.
Wow. Glow Recipe.
I love Glow Recipe.
Like Glow Recipe is just doing it. I love everything from them.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. I really, really love them. The avocado cleanser. I used it last night. Sometimes I triple cleanse with it. I'm not kidding.
Because I just everywhere.
Like, oh my God. I'm like,
yeah.
It's a full experience. And I love that cleanser.
Yeah.
Everything from them is such a hit. And this kit is so nice. Yes, it's not holiday packaging.
Yes.
You could sell through these after holiday, but there's something about this that if I open this on Christmas or for whatever holiday,
it's just exciting. The packaging of the products is exciting. Like,
I love it.
I don't know. Glow Recipe makes me tingle. Like, it's just same. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I just love. Like, this is something even for me, like I being more combo and oily, like I can't really use this under makeup because it'll make me too shiny. If I know I'm not wearing makeup, I will use this as my day cream. But then at times as well, when I go to bed and I'm just like feeling dry, this will be my night cream and I'll just put it on generous.
Yeah.
And girl, I wake up and I'm like, plump and fucking ready to go.
It's stellar. I really love this.
So good.
I think I just love their marketing too, with like how their photo shoots and every product is always so enticing.
I know.
Like, it makes me want to eat that fucking plum.
I know.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wipe your mouth when you're done. Okay.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
God. Okay. Well, this is something if someone needs to find a new mascara, but still, what are these cheap ass fucking little things with the five? Back in the day, they used to have like fucking 20 mascaras in it.
So this is a little different. So the mascara lash stash is, remember that? That was lit. And remember when they used to give a pair of lashes with it?
Yeah.
They used to put like Huda lashes.
Huda lashes. Like, yeah.
Of all brands.
Do you remember all of us wearing those drag queen scarlet lashes?
You had me buy those and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like these. I put those on. When I tell you, durable, fierce, and went with every look.
I could throw those lashes out my bedroom window if there was a fire and climb down them to safety.
That was my parachute when I went skydiving.
Totally. And they were drag lashes, but it was 2016. And girl, they were the most beautiful lashes.
Oh. They were natural to us back then.
Girl, those were feminine and soft.
I was like, Yeah. And I was like, somebody open a window.
Totally.
So this is actually a sister to like the redeemable franchise. So you redeem for the full size mascara that you like. Mama, I don't want any of these fucking mascaras.
No. Ew.
And why do... Okay. So we have Lancome Benefit Milk, Too Faced, and Tarte. Can we not get like any of like the indie brands like Lawless or...
Totally.
The smaller brands that have amazing mascaras.
And LYS. You know, sir, you
KVD.
Know, KVD.
Because we have the FanFest Benefit mascara is new.
Yeah.
So why could we not get better mascaras? Like, I want to know what's the negotiation to get these brands to buy into this.
Money. They just pay Sephora.
I just don't get why we're not putting better products in here. Like, I just feel, because that milk one is boo-boo.
Yeah.
It is horrible. The packaging like leaks. It's just like it goops over the edge. I'm like, it's 2023.
I know.
If we can't figure out how to make a goddamn mascara,
I know.
Again, I love the idea of this. It's such a cute gift. Of course, the packaging is more holiday.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, it actually feels like a gift experience. Yeah. But again...
No, what's
if
in
I
it?
If I gave this to somebody, I mean, unless you know that they're a basic Betty and they want that basic better than sex mascara.
I know.
And I'm sorry. I know a lot of you love that mascara, but like it's 2023. Get over it.
Lash Paradise does the same thing by
and
L'Oreal.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I don't.
Stop.
Yeah.
We don't have to live like that.
Yeah. Pass.
Pass. So again.
Okay.
Remember the lip stash or what was it called that they had like 20 products of lip.
I know. Back in the day, man, you used to get like 20 things.
Even back in the day, you used to get like a couple full-size products for $45. Yeah. This is probably the same amount because now you're getting a full-size Tilbury liner, full-size Patrick Ta.
And Rare Beauty. Okay.
And the rest are all like decent sizes.
Yeah.
But
this isn't my favorite color story.
Drum roll, please.
Everything and nothing. This weird in between of warm but cool, peachy but pink.
It's a swing and a miss. For me. The bag is actually really cute. I love that teal bag.
Yeah.
But like,
Rare Beauty, is that the lip oil?
No.
Lip gloss.
It's the glossy gloss bomb thing.
Okay.
from Rare. I mean, I don't know.
You lost
girl.
Me there. Yeah.
And then this like Glossier that's like the red version. I'm like, it just all feels like a swing and a miss to
me.
Like, I get what they're trying to do, making it more universally like a tone. I don't know. Like, just if you're going to commit and do red, do red. If you're going to do nude, do nude. If you're going to do pink, do pink.
Yeah.
Like, why are we doing these in between colors?
And you know, the problem too is like with lips, people's preference is very particular of what they wear. Like, people tend to be a lipstick wearer or a lip gloss person or a lip oil person. Like, I feel like rarely does the every person, are they doing high cover glosses, sheer glosses, lipstick, lip liners, like reds, pinks. Give me a set that's a little bit more everyday friendly, like with the Rare Beauty lip oils and stuff that's a little bit like less heavy and intimidating, because that's lipstick is like a thing for people. You know what I mean?
And you already know there's going to be somebody that looks at this whole kit and be like, I won't wear this. I won't wear that. I won't wear this. I'll wear these two things.
Completely.
Then what's the point?
So what's the point?
If you get this as a gift for somebody, because someone that doesn't wear this, they're going to be like, oh, I don't wear those liners.
That's what I mean.
I put the gloss on and I like that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. They're not going to use this. No. So I would pass.
I would pass as well.
All right.
So now we have the Sephora Collection Advent Calendar.
Okay.
That everybody has been going nuts for.
In a good way?
Yeah.
Okay. How many things?
25, I'm assuming.
Oh, wow.
People are ransacking Sephora's for these.
Really? And what are we getting? Hydrating cleansing wipes, I'm assuming face masks. How much is it?
A mini lip liner. I think this is $49.
Okay.
Maybe. You get these like little pods of like body wash or like body.
Yeah, they look like K cups.
A scrunchie, a clear nail polish, a nose strip. Like, do not collect, go to jail.
You know why? Because especially that it's like Sephora Collection. And mostly Sephora Collection skincare. If I was going to do this for somebody, I would go to Walgreens and I would make a basket of like face masks and Neutrogena makeup wipes and better stuff, because what are you doing? You
know, $45?
That's not cheap. You know what I mean? If this was $25, I'd be, that's a little bit more.
I would agree. The fact that I'm getting samples of a body wash.
Yeah.
And I'm getting nail files.
That's what I'm saying. You can get a nail file at Walgreens for like $1.99.
And like, I'm getting like minis of like a lip product and like a mini cleanser and a stupid scrunchie that looks like it's from a diner. Get away from
because
me.
Because everything I'm looking at here, I, off the top of my head, I can replace everything I'm looking at with something at CVS for $1.99 that is just as good. I could custom make this for $25.
Oh my God. I remember when Dan was moving into his apartment, I got him like an apartment warming thing. And I wanted to get him like stuff that you don't think about needing. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, you need a nail file or a nail clipper and body wash. And like, I made him like a basket and I went to Target, got a cute little like reusable tote so you can put stuff in it. I think I spent maybe $60 and it was filled.
Oh yeah.
With like odds and ends, and how many times I was like, oh, you need Advil? Oh, it's in the thing. Oh, you need Tums? It's in the thing. I feel like doing something more useful than a sample of a body wash.
Like,
get somebody
cup.
25 little things.
Yeah.
And then like individually wrap them in like those bags typically that you could put jewelry in.
Yes.
Get like opaque ones and have them like do like a cute number thing on them.
Totally.
With like a fabric marker and make it really cute. Have 25 different gifts. This is Boo, the motherfucking fool.
Yeah, nail I'm file.
$50 for a scrunchie in
Get
there?
Get out of here.
That 99 cent, no, not even 99 cents. Yeah. They probably paid 2 cents
Girl,
for that
two
scrunchie.
Cents. The markup on this is insane.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Pass.
Pass. Get away.
The Kosas, the wet set. Ew, undressed duo. Can we chill? Like, how many, the wet set.
I knew this was going to send you.
The undressed
this is why I put
wet
it here.
Set. Like, get out of here. I got a wet set for you.
That's us. Yeah. We're the wet
We're
set.
The wet set. Welcome back to the wet set.
Oh, God. The wet set.
No.
If I was in a band, I'd be like, this one's the wet set.
The wet set. Yeah.
The undressed duo. So the wet stick and wet lip oil. Say wet one more time.
No.
And this peachy combo. Mama.
Horrible.
Who? Is wearing
she.
This.
Yeah, that
besides
is,
your dead grandmother.
Is there like any pigment to that wet stick?
I'm sure there is. 2% pigment.
Yeah. Like, I can just tell by the packaging it's going to be fucking sheer.
And it's
like,
gross. In what world am I giving this as a gift to somebody.
I also have to say, I think I got the wet lip oil gloss in PR. Mama, that packaging is cheap. Like when you know, when you're just unscrewing and like a lip gloss. Plastic.
Squeaks.
Yes, yes, yes. Dollar store plastic.
Oh, because you know as well as I do, when you're undoing it and it starts to squeaky, squeaky, squeak, squeak.
Yes.
Revolution used to do that. It was like a Halloween collection with The Simpsons, and I opened up like the gloss and the liquid lipstick were both squeaking.
Yeah.
And looking at the applicator, you could tell when that applicator is generic, made in China.
Yes.
Cheap, 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 cheap. There was no innovation there.
Yeah.
I threw them right in the garbage.
I know.
I said, you are not fooling mama. Mama knows better.
Yo.
But. And this is garbage. Yeah. And the fact that the set, I forget how much this is, but the fact this is probably more than $25 makes me ill.
No. So, no.
Respectfully, go to hell.
Totally.
Because this is disgusting for that color. Jail.
Jail.
That's jail.
Yeah. Get out of my house.
I had to.
Not the Laura Mercier Stellar Shimmers Caviar Stick Eye Color Trios. The name does more than the product. It's working harder than the product.
And also, what is this basic white girl sun tattoo doing on this like packaging?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Oh my God. These caviar sticks, guys, I know some of you might like them. I used to work for Laura Mercier. They crease like a mother.
They're so disgusting.
They're so, I don't like them. There's barely any payout.
I hated Laura Mercier when you started working for them. And I think I came to visit you one day. And I think I was just standing there and I was swatching.
You used to come and visit me. I worked for them. And we used to just swatch things and be like, ew.
Yeah. I just remember sitting, not even sitting. I was standing there with you because it was dead.
Yeah.
And nobody was coming over. No. So we were just bullshitting. And I think I swatched these. And I just remember looking at the shade khaki.
I sound like Ursula. That was really, oh my God.
That's what Laura Mercy did to you working for them. It's soul, it took your soul.
Yeah.
It took your voice.
Yeah. Khaki.
Khaki. That, it was that gray green color with like brown shimmer. I was like, ew. Khaki is not that color. I don't know who lied to you several times.
Yes.
I just remember us always being so disgusted by these. And I don't know why people love these.
Girl, the mattes are so hard to blend. They immediately dry on the eye. And then the shimmer is barely any
Oil. Two people are wearing these, garage door in it.
Probably.
They're the OG garage door, cream shadow stick.
They're just messy.
I'm not into this. I think this is horrible. What a boo-boo waste of money for three minis.
Minis.
And you're probably paying $30.
You twist that up, there's that much in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are, if you're buying this, they scammed you and they got you, gal.
Yeah, pass.
Because this is not it. Last but not least, the Blockbuster palette.
Girl, what in the...
Claire's?
Yes. What was other one? What was the fucking thing? Remember, this was episodes ago. You knew the name of it because you're a psychopath. I was saying the first palette I ever got, the colors, they were
Coastal Scents.
Coastal Scents. Yes. What in the Coastal Scents is this?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
We saw this in store and they literally look like, I mean, you see it in store all the time, but we went to support together.
Unapologetically fucking disgusting.
Girl, the eyeshadows are like ground chalk dust.
Yeah.
Like horrible.
Ew, wait. I need to zoom in. Do you see what that says? Multi-use face and lips. You want me to use that as a lip you and know blush? That just, ew, like look. Just multi-use face and eyes.
No.
And then it looks like you get brow powders.
This is not it, guys.
This is disgusting.
And what are those transition shades? For white people and white people only. And then we immediately get into deep darks.
And then all the shades that should be transition colors have shimmer.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So what are we doing?
Girl.
I think I'm going to get this for everybody.
I'm going to get you this for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
No.
Christmas time.
Christmas time. Do you know how much this is? It was 36.
It's on sale for 22.
It's
already on sale. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, and this is on sale for $22.
Girl,
I gotta know. I gotta know. It won't even show me the reviews. They're so bad. It won't even let me click it.
Yeah.
It's a no, please don't. Oh, give me that 2-star review.
The eyeshadows are not very vibrant, and the lip and cheek colors smell like old lipsticks. We need to do an episode where we just read horrible Sephora reviews.
Do you remember? We used to do that. do you remember the Beaker water bottles? Remember when the Skincare IQ had the reviews and we would sit there and read the reviews?
I don't remember this one, though.
I'll tell you off camera because okay. It was horrible.
Okay.
What she said about the Beaker water bottles when we carried those glass bottles yeah. that were reusable with the spike, like the rubber spikes yes. on them. She said something about how to clean it and then compared it to something else.
Yeah. We should just both like find like funny, insane Sephora reviews.
Oh my
and
God.
Do a whole episode.
I would love
reading them.
Oh my God. Let's
that is
do it.
Funny. Okay. So yes, this palette is a pass. She yeah. is bad girl.
So yeah, absolutely not.
Pass.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in for another episode of Beautiful and Bothered.
Oh my God, that's it.
Yes, this was so exciting. So stay tuned for the Ulta Beauty episode next week.
Yes.
That's going to be a really fun one.
I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, almost turkey.
Turkey. Yeah, so hopefully we're in the set next week.
Yes.
We should definitely be there. All righty, guys, have a wonderful holiday shopping. We hope this helped. Make sure to subscribe to the channel if you want your pod one day early. Also, subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. Wherever you are, we hope you are happy, safe, and healthy. And remember,
you are beautiful.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
DJ, play your Christmas song.
No.